This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, May 5th. Well, the wheat markets traded primarily an inside day yesterday as it's holding its ground, while the corn market came back pretty close to the highs from last week, which are multi-year highs. And today, as we speak, even including from the night session, the corn market is back up testing those highs from last week. So here we are, you know, back up to those contract highs and again multi-year highs, and as long as the corn market is holding strong, the wheat market will as well. For wheat, it really is about what's happening in the feed grain market. We are seeing a significant amount of wheat in the central plains moving in southern plains moving into the feedlots. So corn is expensive, they can't get it, basis is huge, and so they're shifting over to wheat. And that's pulling a lot of old crop stocks in. And pretty soon, new crop will be available. I would imagine that's going to flow into the feedlots fairly quickly as well, because obviously that's going to be available well ahead of where new crop corn is. Production prospects have improved notably in the southern and central plains. There's been a fair amount of rain through western Kansas, western Nebraska. You got to think that crop, which has been dry, is going to get a significant boost from that. And I would think that, considering the growing phase that we're in, I think these rains are pretty much going to secure the crop yields there. And, you know, unless it just turns wicked hot or dry, but I don't see that really in the forecast. So at this point, I would expect pretty decent production out of Kansas. Not that Nebraska is a big player, but I think those yields are going to get bumped up as well. Oklahoma has looked fairly decent for a while. Crop conditions dropped a little bit from last week, but still, that region has had good rain, good moisture. Other than the freeze, that's been the only stressor it's had so far. So I would expect that Kansas in particular, which is where you really focus anyway on hard red winter wheat production, looks like it's being shored up pretty well. As far as corn here in the United States, if producers in from the central part of the country on north, if they have an opportunity to switch acres to corn, if they're inclined to do so, certainly the price level is giving them that incentive to do just that. It wouldn't surprise me to see the corn acres be a bit higher than what the planting intentions were from late March. And that would likely come at the expense of soybeans. And I think that's why we're seeing soybeans kind of perk up a little bit here, trying to keep up with corn and, you know, protect that acreage base. But it certainly has turned into the epic battle for acres that we anticipated. Obviously, the ultimate driver is the drought in Brazil for the second season corn crop. But here in the U.S., you know, we could easily early on have switched over to corn, but soybeans are keeping pace for that reason, is to protect the acres. And I think that has been a pretty impressive price battle to watch. And we won't know what those acres are until late June, so that takes us very deep into the growing season, right before we start to move into pollination. But nevertheless, it would probably be a safe assumption that you're going to see a few more acres being pulled into corn than soybeans, which sets up the stage for, you know, soybeans. If you have any kind of a weather issue during the summer, and especially during pollination, that's a big play. Now, for starters, there's been a lot of moisture moving through the Midwest, especially the southern part of the Midwest, and the eastern is quite wet. And so, you know, the crop will get off to a good start, might see some delays, but it's still pretty early. And the Northwest Midwest, which is primarily Iowa up into Minnesota and the Dakotas, that is still trended fairly dry. There's been some rain come through, so it's not, at least topsoil has gotten a little bit of a recharge, but subsoil is very dry, especially in Iowa, and obviously North Dakota is just bone dry. And so we're hoping to see some moisture. There has been some forecast for above normal precip in the deferred, like the 2 week and 3 week forecast, which is a long way away, and you would expect that would change a couple times before that time period actually comes. But they've tried to bring in some rain there, but obviously they're going to need a lot to get this crop home. So when you look at the price relationships between the wheat markets and corn, clearly again, corn is the driver here. July corn is sitting at $6.96. July Kansas City wheat is at $7.02. So there's only a 6 cent difference there. And Chicago at $7.31, you got about a 35 cent difference. So, you know, the corn, and actually on a pound for pound basis, corn is higher than wheat in some of these southern plains states. That's why we see wheat moving into the feed channel. Considering on where you are and what your basis is, corn is par with wheat. So it's clearly you're moving a lot of wheat into the feed channel. That's probably going to show up on next week's supply demand report. Probably USDA too will start to shave back wheat export projections. They've been fairly slow and starting to lag behind the pace needed to meet USDA's projections. So we might see a bump up in wheat feeding, and also a bump down in exports, probably just offset each other. But the real focus of the crop report next Wednesday will be corn and what USDA does with the export number, because we've sold far more bushels than what USDA has projected that we would by now. It just depends on if USDA expects further exports to, or export sales to continue even at a roughly similar pace as to what we've seen. The trade expects that they're going to have to bump up export projections that would take ending stocks lower. And that's why I think the market is holding firm and will hold firm into the crop report. Whether it's a bullish report or not, the numbers themselves already obviously are bullish. That's why the market is on this tear that it is unrelenting tear. But I do think once we get the crop report numbers out, that wheat will be the first to fail. And just for logical reasons, that it's a follower of corn, but harvest is starting up. And that's going to bring a lot of bushels into the pipeline. So I think wheat will stall out. We're probably going to peak right around that crop report, which is what we've been looking for. I still expect that will happen. And then we'll start working our way lower into the harvest. For corn and soybeans, we'll probably peak at that time too, at least an intermediate high, and come out of the stratosphere, correct, get out of this far overbought situation. But, you know, again, any hint of a weather problem for the row crops sends those markets sharply higher. So we do want to be ready. I would look for the markets to pull back into late May, maybe early June, and then establish some out-of-the-money call options just to have a position in place in case we get some sort of a weather event. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.